So we are up to Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Anochi Anochi, okay? One more time, Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Anochi Anochi Hashem, V'ein Mi Baal Odai Moshiach. These are part of the Pesukim of Nechama. They are beautiful Nechamas here in this Perek, and this continues this theme. And Hashem says that it is I, and there is no one else that is a Savior except for Hashem. And Hashem wants to save an individual, a nation. Hashem has the power to do so, and there is no one that can stop him. Rav Schwab, he writes that this here is a rejection to the Christian theology. Anochi, Anochi. Don't make any mistake and think that there is any other power, any other, I'm not familiar with all of the ideology and all of the different cast of characters that go along with their ideology, but there is no other. This pasuk makes it clear as day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Shem, good morning. There is no other one else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anochi, Anochi, it is only I. The Ein Mi Baladai Moshiach, and there is no one besides me that has the power to bring salvation. Don't let anyone fool you and knock on your door and tell you otherwise. Pasuk Yibes. Yeah?
To answer, let's say, courage of somebody that says different, how would
you? You need to be professionally trained. I don't know.
They don't interpret this pasuk?
They're very selective in their interpretation.
How to deal with them? Very simple. Make up a pasuk in the New Testament and say to it in the book of Ruth 27:18, for thou must love thy Jewish neighbor. Yeah? They don't know the New Testament, they don't know the Old Testament. I have found success, but I make up sukkim in the New Testament and walk away.
I like that. The whole New Testament is made up anyway, so why not just add a little more?
I made up my own.
Yeah, later on, we're not going to have to.
Yes. So okay, but this is let's go further. Pasuk Yud Beis, Anochi Higati V'Hoshati. Hashem says it is I. Now this is another very important theme idea that is central to Nevuah, and there's a very strong rejection against all. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back. How are you?
Okay. Fine.
This is another pasuk which is central to Yadus and is a very powerful rejection to all forms of other religions. Where, when it comes to prophecy, like the Shulchan Aruch reveals something, Hashem reveals it to the entire nation. Hashem does not reveal it to one person, to one prophet. He had a dream, he had a vision, and trust me, just trust me. I had this vision. I don't know the details. I once heard a shir from one of the big rabbanim talking on the training people to understand. And part of the training is exactly this theme where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals prophecy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over a message to Klal Yisrael. It's no secret. It's meant to be taught to the entire Klal Yisrael. Everyone is supposed to know about this vision, this nevuah. And there's nothing to hide, nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to make believe, and no secrets. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Anochi, let's read the pasuk, Anochi, the Zohi Garati, we'll read the Mesudas, I have made it known to all of you, V'hoishati, and I have saved you. The prediction that there will be salvation was made known to everyone, and it came to be, V'hishmati, I made it heard. Everyone heard these words. There is no stranger among you. No one has been left out of my message. If I want something to be known, everyone will know about it. No one is left out. You are my witnesses that everything that I say is true. Nu'um Hashem, Vani El, and I am God. I am the God of the world. Let's see the Mitzvot have explained this in a very beautiful way. In detail, Pasuk Yibes, Mitzvot Anoch Yigati, Kodim Kol Teshuah, before any time Hashem decides to bring salvation, especially during the time of the Nevi'im, where we have to go back to the time of the Nevi'im, time of Yishai, time of Yirmiyah, any time there's going to be salvation, Higarti Osa, I made it be known. I told the Navi went and informed the people what is going to happen. I have spoken. V'hishmati, What does that mean in the pasuk? I've made it heard. Rotzolaymar lo lahanavi levad higadati. I did not just tell this big secret to the navi. Ki im lukulchem hishmati al yodo. I instructed him to tell everyone. Part of the role of the prophet is to reveal the words of Hashem to the entire world. This will happen shortly, and it comes to be. It appears that the false prophets, they say, after the fact has already, after it already has occurred, the event has already occurred, they say, I knew about this. I'm a prophet because I knew this was going to happen. It was a secret. It was a secret that I had a vision, and this event was told it would happen, and I'm the only one who knew about it, and it came to be, and now everyone should worship me and serve me because I was an insider. Really? If you really knew about the secret, why didn't you let it be known to everyone? God? Because God told me not to tell anyone. It's a secret. It was a secret at the time. I'm the only one that was allowed to know about it. No one was allowed to know about it. And that's why I didn't tell you. But I knew about it. And then, because I knew about it, you have to have faith in me. And somehow these prophets were able, these false prophets were able to convince people in such a fashion and tell them that they knew about things that no one else knew about. I said, this is nonsense. When Hashem has words to tell, words of Musa, or words of inspiration, or predictions about the future, He tells the prophet, and the prophet lets it be known to the entire world, and then it's clear as day that this person is a true prophet. Let's go for the next words of the Mitzudos. The Ein Bochem Zor, next words of the Mitzudos, Ratzolaymar, Lo Hayimi Bochem Zor Miladas Hadavid. It was known in the entire nation that was a stranger, that was not aware of what was about to happen. Ki Kulchem Shematem Mehanavi. The Navi is told the way Hashem operates is he gives over his word to the prophet. The prophet informs the entire population of what is about to happen. V'atem edai, you, my people, are my witnesses. Shekein hu ha'emes, that what I'm saying is true. V'ani kel ratzloimer, ani hu asher hashat yeschem, it is all that has saved you. Okay, pasuk gimel. Gam yom ani, gam miyom ani hu. Also from the time miyom, from the time that day was created. This is a term which refers to creation. It is I that have been in existence from time immemorial, from Sheshes Yimei Breishis, from the time that Hashem set into this world the calendar. And Yehud is I, the Ein Biyodi Matzilam. There is no one that can save from my hands. If Hashem decides to destroy a person or a nation, there is no one that can save that person or nation from the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'll, what I do, my actions, Pu'ula, my deeds, what I decide, you have to take the word efal, what I decide to do will be done. The aim, mi yeshiven, who has the power to tell Hashem to stand back, to stand down, stand down, step back, and don't do what you want to do. Pasuk Yudal, Koyam Hashem, Sos Hashem Galchem, your Redeemer, Kedosh Yisrael, the Holy of Yisrael. Kol Shparach Hu is called the Holy of Yisrael. He is your Redeemer. Lema'anchem, for your sake, Shilachti Vavela. I sent to Bavel. Who did Hashem send to Bavel? So there are two perushim. According to the first perush, Hashem sent Koresh. Klal Yisrael was sent into Golos. They were living there in Golos. Klal Yisrael was in Golos. Period. And who was the world power? Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, he called the shots. He destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and he did not allow it to be rebuilt. Hashem said, I sent two nations, Modai Uparas, to Bavel, to destroy and conquer Bavel, and appointed Koresh, and later after Modai, they had an alliance. First Modai would rule, and then Modai would pass over the power to Koresh, to Paras, and it happened that Koresh decided, he heard the words of Yeshaya, that there would one day be a leader that would call the Jewish people and tell them they have a right to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and Koresh indeed gave reshus for the Jewish people to return to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So Shilachti Bavel means I send Koresh to conquer Bavel and to allow the Jewish people to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. V'horadati v'orichim kulam. And I sent them down on ships. This is an unusual word. Bariach means a board. Ships are made from board, especially primitive ships. It just looks like a collection of someone came together, a carpenter, and just threw together a couple of boards and banged some nails, and here you got a ship. So it's a term for a ship. And I sent down all of the Babylonians into exile. They were conquered. And when they were conquered, they were afraid for their lives. They would have been killed. They had no choice but to escape on some type of primitive ship which was put together by throwing together a couple of boards. The kastim bonios rinasam, and the kastim, we'll come to the second, this right now for the moment. The kastim is just another word for bavel, just for the moment. We'll come to that in a moment. But this is the poetic repetition. There are two different ways to describe bavel. We can refer to bavel as the Babylonians, bavela. And they're also called loosely the kastim. They have also been sent bionios, another word for a boat, just like we have the word the parallelism. We have the varichim, we have the onios, rinosam. Now rinosam normally means a song. We have it all over Tanakh, song. But here the mitzudos and a lot of mafarshim, they translate rinosam meaning to cry. Literally, Rina does not mean a song. Rina means to raise your voice with emotion. When you raise your voice with emotion, it can either be in song or in sorrow, in wailing, in sorrow. What here is the word? So in this context, it means they will raise their voice in pain and sorrow because they are being conquered and sent into exile from their homeland. So here, yeah. Arena v'yela tfila. So in that context, it means prayer. Does not necessarily mean al arena v'yela tfila. Arena means shir shal. Some say that means refers to Torah. I mean, different interpretations.
No, I mean, in terms of the pinos and
some. L'shmoel arena v'yela tfila.
No, I'm sorry. In terms of, what do we say?
Slichus. First night.
Slichus. L'shmoel arena v'yela tfila. So some interpret that to mean that the kol Torah. Kol Yaakov. The kol double lashon of kol refers to the kol Torah and the kol tzila, and Torah is called the shira. Ve'atem kisvu l'chias hashira hazos. So in that context, rina can refer to Torah, which is called a song. Okay, but also can refer to simply as an expression of prayer. Okay, so which means the same idea, to raise your voice with emotion in the purpose. So here in this context, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed into our apostles, a complicated apostle according to the first interpretation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says for l'manchem, that for your sake, in order to bring, l'manchem here means for your, to bring about your redemption. Hashem says, that's why these are words of comfort, I want to bring about your redemption, and therefore I have sent to Bavel a nation, the nation of Modai, two nations, Parasu Modai, and they will conquer Bavel, and they will give permission for the Jewish people to return to Eretz Yisrael, and in the process of going down to Bavel, they will conquer Bavel, and the Babylonians will flee for their lives. And they're fleeing for their lives is described with two different expressions. Number one, it's described with Varichim, the Babylonians will escape. The Herodity here means to escape, to go away from their land with ships, all of them, and the kastim, another word for the Babylonians, will also escape with the onios, they will escape in ships, same exact idea, and while they escape, they will cry out in pain and suffering, how could it possibly be? Our nation has been conquered, and now we are refugees. Now, yeah.
Greek,
yeah.
Is something that they took a couple of boards together, very fast, a fast escape.
Right.
While Anios is a much more advanced thing. It took
exactly.
They had time to build the construction and be safe with it.
Correct, exactly. That's what I'm coming to now, is what is, this is a very complicated idea. It's not clear yet, and you have to search high and low to really know what this means. What is the difference between Bavel and the Kastim? Are they one and the same, or are they two different nations? We spoke about the Dal Malchios. We spoke about that they really, the simplest understanding, I think even the Kabbalists and the Farshim over here explain, is that they represent two different classes of society of ancient Bavel. Bavel refers to the lower class, or the middle class, and the lower class. The Kastim were Babylonians, but they were the aristocracy. They were the upper class. They were the wealthy. They controlled society. They had all the positions in government. They lived in the nice lands, in their castles and palaces. But it was all part of one nation. It's just two different ways to describe two different sets of people in Bavel. And that fits perfectly with what you just said, that the low class, the simple, poor, peasants, serfs, and slaves, when they needed to escape for their lives, all they can do was find a couple of boards. And that's what they took. The Babylonians took the Varichim. But the upper class, the wealthy, they had beautiful ships. They had they had luxury, they had the Mercedes ships to escape, and they escaped with the Onios. That's why they went with the Onios. That's one approach. Other Mepharshim learned differently. They learned that the Kastim and the Babylonians, they're really two separate nations. They're not, you don't know the details. Again, it's very hard to find it, to study ancient history. They were different city states. Yeah.
Regional. Like,
could be, okay. There are many approaches.
Southerners, like Avram comes from Ur Kastim,
right,
in the south.
Correct. And so who's Bavel then? So it's very, you know, we have the town of Bavli. What is it? First, there was a city. There was a region. That's known. There's a region called Bavel. And there was a city. Like, you know, we have you know, Washington, this Washington State, and this Washington, D.C. There's New York State, and there's New York City. There was a region called Bavel, and there was a city called Bavel. What is the difference between the Kazdim and the Babylonians? Bavel. So it could be that some even learned that there were two different nations, two different
ethnic groups,
there's a very great divide. They were obviously related to some degree, and they work with each other. And when they were conquered, both were conquered together. Okay, but let's go further. Pasuk. Now that's one approach. Another approach is lemanchem means due to your sins. The Pasuk is not telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send the Malchus of Paras Umadai to conquer ancient Babel and redeem the Jewish people and give them permission to return. But here it means that due to your sins, lemanchem, because of your sins, shilachti vovela, I'm going to send you, the Jewish people, into exile down to Babel. You have sinned, the Bais Rishon is Chorav, and you're going down to Bavel, and when you get to Bavel, you know how you're going to go there? They're going to take you as slaves on these barges, the Varichim, and they're going to take you on the ships, the Neos, and take you to different parts of the country where you will be used as slaves for the country. So here it's an entirely different approach, as the Targum learns, and Rashi presents both interpretations. L'manchem shalachti bavela, because of your sins, you, my Jewish people, are going to be sent to Bavel. V'horatati, I'm going to take you, my Jewish people, down there, v'orichim, on boards. Kulam, all of the survivors, all of those that were not killed during the Churban Bayis Rishon, and the Chastim will take you down Be'onios Rinasam, while you will cry out in sorrow over the loss of your Beis Hamikdash. Okay, let's see the Mitzvah of Rashi.
It's a very... What's the parallelism here? In other words, here it says, oh, Rashi Berichim, said meaning the Jews.
The Jews will be taken by two different nations.
So,
two different classes.
Where did the Chastim come in?
Because they were also part of the Babylonian, they were also part of the Babylonian Empire, and they also got their pick, their share of the Jewish slaves. No. The Kastim will take possession of the Jewish people and will take them on their own ships and bring them to their palaces to serve as slaves. I guess there was some entry point into the region where the Babylonians, the Kastim, would wait to pick up the goods, to pick up the spoils of the Churban Bayis Rishon. And they came there, and they would select, like we learned about in the Kinos, about Rabbi Shmuel. There were two different, one had the son of Rabbi Shmuel, one had the daughter of Rabbi Shmuel. They were bragging among themselves. They picked up at some entry point from the spoils of war, they brought into their country. Let's see the Mitzvot of David and Rashi very quickly. Pasuk Yudal, the Mitzvot of David, Lemanchem. Leman teitzu min hagel, going in the first interpretation, going in, so that you shall leave the exile. In order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the words of Nechama, there's going to be Churban, but there will come a point in time where Hashem will want you to return to your land, so that you shall leave the exile. Shilachti es koresh, I have sent the Koresh, king of Paras, to Bavel, lehachliv, to destroy it. Harati v'richim kulam, kol b'nei Bavel. At that point in time, Bavel will be conquered by Koresh, by Modai and Paras. And all of the citizens of these countries will Bavel will go into exile. Hoiraditim kulam b'sfinois, on boats. B'richim, on boats. the kastim his shmiel called sarkasim beonios shalchem amagolim. The kastim, they're going to cry. They're going to feel. It could be the reason why it says the word arena by the kastim. According to the interpretation, the kastim represents the upper class of the Babylonian sons because they felt the pain much more. The simple people, the lower class, what's the big deal? Anyway, they barely have what to eat. So they go from one country to another country. Adarabba, maybe in the new country they'll have a better life. But the wealthy, those that were living a life of luxury, pampered life, now that they have been conquered, they're going in, they're going to be slaves in some other country. They are the ones who scream and cry with the term called Rina. Okay, but let's see the Rashi quickly. Rashi pasuk yudal lemanchem shlachti shlach bavel yoinasam tirgame bedil chayvechon is ig lisiyas. So because of your sins, chayvechon means sins, you have been exiled. I will exile you lebavel verati berichem kulam veachtis bim shaitin kulhoin. I will send down in ships, in boats, all of you. Rashi explains what is the word meshutin mean. Meshutin, who eats. It's a piece of wood. Shemanik esasvina umiyashra. So Rashi here says that the oars. Rashi takes the word the brichim, not necessarily according to this interpretation, according to the Targum's interpretation, not a little bit different than what the Mitzuda says. The brichim does not necessarily refer to the ship itself that was put together by a collection of boards, but it refers to the oars that are used to guide the ship. Yes.
Just described sounds like the rudder.
Okay, the rudder. Okay. Shemanig esasvina umiyasha causes it to go in. Goes straight to the kastim. Halichu aschem bionios, and the kastim will guide you bionios rinasam v'gam yesh l'fapirit. And the kastim will halichu aschem bionios rinas. I'm not sure how that's translated in this context. But let's go further. The Gamiyash the Farshu al Basur Sagula. But Rashi also says you could also interpret this that it refers to the Geula. What is the Geula? L'manchem shilachti eshlach malchei Modai lebavel. I'll send the kings of Modai, which includes, of course, Paras, to conquer Bavel. The oirid ahakasti besinos umayshitin legoilol eretz Modai, and the kastim are going to take the Jewish people down. The oirid hakastim besvinos moshitim legoila leeretz modai vekastim oirid banios shayis harinas samochem. They're going to be destroyed. I am going to send the kastim, they're going to go into exile because they're going to be conquered by the nations of Modai Upar. So the two interpretations that we've given, that's how the basic interpretation of this Pasuk, Pasuk Gidal. Pasuk Tezvav. Ani Hashem Kedoshim. I am Hashem, your Holy One. Borei Yisrael Malchem. I am the creator of Yisrael. I am your King. So we have here two different expressions. Hashem is our Holy One. And Hashem is our King. Pasuk Tez Zayin. Koyim Hashem. Hanois in this Pasuk, everyone, those who say the bracha for the Shalom HaMedina on Shabbos are very familiar with this pasuk. Koyama Hashem, Hanaisein Bayom Dorech, Hashem who puts a road in the middle of the sea. We'll see what this means now that we're in the pasuk, so we'll see what it really means. You say this every, say this in Shabbos, so you listen to the rabbi say this. Uvimayim Azim Nisiva, Hashem puts among the mighty waters a path. Now what does this refer to? According to the simple interpretation, referring to Kriyas Yamsuf and the crossing of the Yarden. When we left Mitzrayim, we went to the Yam Seif, that was called the Yom, and Hashem put in the Yom a Derech. Hashem caused the Yam to split and we were able to travel through the Yamsuf. And then when we crossed the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael, the Yarden is called the Mayim Azim, because the river flows, the current, the Yam, there is no current. I mean, maybe there is a current, but the Yam basically is one mess, one large body of water. There are waves, but there's not a constant current. But the Yam, the Yarden, the river, there is a current. If you stop the water at one end, then nothing continues. That's called Mayim Azim, and Hashem put in a Siva Peh that we can cross over. This is Hashem is describing the past. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done these miracles for us in the past. He took us out of Mitzrayim and he brought us into Eretz Yisrael through the crossing of water. Pasuk Yudzayin, Hamotzi Rechev Asus Chayil V'Izus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspired the Egyptians to send out their full might against the Jewish people, their chariots and their horses and their army, the Izus and their might. And what happened to them? Yachtov, every single one of them. Yishkevu, they lie down, they went to sleep in the Yam. They were destroyed. They were laid to rest in the sea. Bal Yakumu, they will never stand up. They will never return. They're dead. Do'achu means to jump. Their spirit, their neshama, jumped out of their body. It's a very unique way of describing they died. They were killed. Kapishta chavu, and they were consumed like flax. Flax is combustible, it's flammable, and it burns very quickly and extinguishes very quickly. It's like a match. When you light a match, you strike a match, it flares up, and then before you blink, it's gone. The match is consumed, there's nothing left. In the ancient times, pishta would be the equivalent of how we would look at a simple match. So the Egyptians, they flared up, they were burnt and destroyed, and they quickly were extinguished, just like flax burns and it's extinguished very quickly. And Kosh Baruch Hu was saying over here, this alludes that it was a foolish thing for them to do, the Egyptians. Just because Jewish people escaped, what are you chasing after them with all of their military might, everything that they had, they took out of their camps to chase after the Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this idea in their mind to clean out the entire army and chase after the Jewish people, so every single thing that they had, all of their horses and their chariots and their military power, should be completely obliterated in the Yam Suf. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. This is the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for the Jewish people. So it will be really three miracles. Number one, Kriyas Yam Suf, Kriyas Yarden. Number three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order that we should never worry that the Egyptians will come one day, they'll come to get us. We witness firsthand that everything that they had, every possession, every missile, every chariot, every plane, every tank, was completely obliterated. And for them to rebuild would take decades, would take a century to rebuild such a military might. And there's nothing for Klal Yisrael to worry about forever, about the Egyptians coming to chase after them. It's an incredible bracha. It's one thing that we escaped. We could have escaped into the desert, but who knows? They're what they're capable of. They have at home, they have forces, they have a military, who knows what they can do. We don't have to worry about this, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu caused them to bring everything out, and have everything was destroyed. Pasuk Yud Ches. Now this is a very beautiful, these psukim are famous, beautiful psukim. After Hashem tells us in the previous two psukim about these incredible miracles, I mean, they're awesome. Never happened in the world such incredible miracles. Kriyas Yamsev, Kriyas Yarden, the utter obliteration of the mightiest power the world has ever seen in Egypt. Hashem says, you know what? Don't think about it. This is nothing compared to the miracles that you're going to experience at the time of Kibbutz Golias. Al Tizkiru Rishonos. Don't remember, don't think about these miracles that occurred in the early days, these first miracles. Vikadmonios, altisbonanu. Don't pay attention. Bina. Don't delve into the depth and try to understand these early miracles, because they are insignificant. Pasuk Yotes, Hinani, Oise Chadosha. I'm going to do for you new miracles, new incredible things. Atot Titzmach, and this will happen in a very short time. Now it's amazing, Yeshayahu here is speaking. He's speaking L'chor at the time of Chizkiyahu, and he's telling that these miracles are going to happen in a very short time. And a very short time for him refers to about 200 years. Can't be before 200 years, because we're dealing, he's speaking during his lifetime, and his lifetime, during the latter part of his lifetime was during Chizkiyahu. And Chizkiyahu, the miracle of Sancheriv, occurred 125 years before the Churban Bayis Rishon, and then there will be 70 years until the return of the Golus of Babel would be over. So we're dealing with almost 200 years. So these miracles that is that Ata now Titzmach, it will begin to sprout these miracles. Unfortunately, we did not merit the fulfillment of these miracles. Chazal tell us that we were deserving at the time when Ezra came back to rebuild the Bayis Sheni. We were deserving Zerubbabel in that entire period of the Bayis Sheni. Indeed, it was meant to be the fulfillment of this pasuk of Oiseh Chadosha Ata Titzmach. However, we did not merit the miracles. Why not? Because the Jewish people did not return. Only 43,000 Jews decided to take up the call to listen to Koresh and return to Eretz Yisrael, which I think was 5% of the population. If I don't know the exact numbers, I believe it was 5% of the population. They were the only ones who decided to come to Eretz Yisrael. I once heard someone, a drush, and he made he was talking about Aliyah, that we have to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he said that in 1948, when the state was declared, so you can go to, you can now go to Eretz Yisrael. No one's stopping you. You can get on a plane. You have transportation. Get on a plane. There's a state of Israel. Right of return. Every Jew is allowed to come, and no problem. No problem getting a visa to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's the equivalent of Koresh giving a call and saying, "Jewish people, come back. It's your land. Come. It's here for the taking." And how many Jewish people took up the call? So this rabbi made Hadrasha, it was about 5% of the Jewish population at the time. 1948, whatever the Jewish population was in the United States, throughout the world, only 5% of the Jewish population of the world took up the call of the United Nations that said, in the place of Koresh, go back to your land. Here's your homeland. And Chazal criticized Klal Yisrael, how could only be the 43,000 Jewish people return to Eretz Yisrael when they were permitted to do so? And because there was such a small number, we did not merit the incredible miracles of Ata Titzmach, of Hinni Oseh Chadosha. Okay, so it's a powerful mussar. I mean, this is what to talk about. But this is what it says here in this pasuk. Let's go further. Pasuk Yutas. Do you not know it? Hello, the salvation is written. Hashem here is saying, Yishai is saying, don't you know that it's going to happen? There's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, "V'shav Hashem lokecha eshuvuscha, v'kibetzcha mikol hagoyim asher hivitzcha Hashem lokecha sham." It's a fairish pasuk that Hashem says that the time will come when I will return your exiles. Hallo teiduah, do you not know that it says in the Torah? Look at the Mitzudas of David. Don't you know? Es haYeshua haHi ki kesuvehi b'Torah shenemar v'shav Hashem lokecha v'shav v'kibetzcha mikol hagoyim. Pasuk continues, Asim b'midbar derech, I'm going to do for you at that point in time miracles. I'm going to make in the desert a road. The Yishimon, in a place of utter desolation. The Yishimon here means the same thing as a desert, a place where there's no water, this heat. I'm going to bring miracles. I'm going to make Naharos rivers so that you'll have what to drink. You'll have what to drink when you travel through the desert and you return from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk Chof, Tichabedeni Chayas HaSode. And when I do these miracles and cause a desert to sprout with water, the animals of the desert will be elated. They will also benefit from the water. They'll have what to drink. Until this point in time, the animals in the desert, they're starving. And now that Hashem has created wells and streams in the desert so the Jewish people have what to drink, the animals will also have what to drink. And they'll be happy and they'll give honor to Hashem. Techabedeni chayas hasodeh. They will give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who will give honor? The tanim, the serpents, uvenosiana, the ostriches. These are different types, different birds and different wild animals. Kinasati v'amidbar ma'im, I put in the desert water, and the horos b'yishmona, I've created streams in the place of desolation. La'ashkoitz ami v'chiri, beautiful expression. In order to give my chosen nation what to drink. Amzu yotzarti li, at this point in time, it will be clear to the world that this nation I have created for me. Tihilasi is saperu, and they will sing my praise. This was meant to be fulfilled in its fullest sense during the time of the kibbutz Golios of Bavel. Unfortunately, it did not happen, and many complain that this could have been fulfilled in our times, and Mir Tashem will be fulfilled when we have an opportunity to come and go to Eretz Yisrael and conquer and take Eretz Yisrael. Also, the Mepharshim said that when it says here the Chayas HaSadeh and Tanim Uvnos Yano, this also refers to the nations of the world. When the nations of the world, when they see the Jewish people, they go to Eretz Yisrael and develop and rebuild Eretz Yisrael, they will be inspired. And they will be inspired, they will give honor to Hashem. They will join Klal Yisrael in also giving honor. And the nation of the world here, they're called the Chayas HaSodeh. Throughout history, they were wild animals. Venosiana, different tanim of Yosiana. Even the wild animals, when they see the Jewish people, they will be inspired and become disciplined and give HaKadosh Baruch Hu honor for what he has done for his chosen nation. He will stop here with Pasuk Chof Days.